So getting a real flair for this situation. So she's had XMS stain. Now she's on fulvestrant and palbo. If you become convinced that she's progressing and you're still, you know, okay with hormone therapy, what do you think would be next?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I haven't really, the couple of times I have tried everolimus type combinations after CDK4/6 progression, I have not been very impressed. I sort of get the feeling that by the time somebody's kind of gone through a SERD and a CDK4/6 inhibitor, that the HR axis is no longer that critical to their tumor, and you know, be starting to think about capecitabine or something like that if she was in a safe enough place to give an oral agent. I've already tested her, so I know she's not a BRCA carrier. So,
you know what? Oh, she's
I know she's not a BRCA carrier.
She's BRCA negative. And I see, I mean, she had tamoxifen, I guess, as adjuvant therapy. I don't know if that could potentially be a consideration in the future.
Could recycle. I mean, again, I think a lot depends on exactly what is going on with her. If progression is just a little bit more growth of her intramammary node or a little bit more growth of her pleural nodule, I mean, I probably would just continue her on what she's doing. If she started developing other sites or if something felt like the pace of her disease was changing, then I might not feel so good about just going back to tamoxifen and wanting to switch over. So it's almost like a catch-22. If her disease is bad enough to require me to change her therapy, then I kind of really want to change her therapy. I don't want to try something that is less than likely to work.
So speaking of somatic mutations, any comments about estrogen receptor mutations? Have you seen any patients with it? Does it change what you do?
Yeah, we've definitely seen patients with it. It's fascinating. Does it change what I do? No, because usually what winds up happening at our place is we wind up profiling people kind of in the context of their metastatic disease when we've already made our decisions. Personally, I'm pretty impressed with the data, and if I had somebody who had significant ESR mutation, I might be leaning more towards SERDs than to SERMs, but I haven't been using that as a biomarker for treatment determination.